Let us go up to the booth and bring in John Miller, the Hall of Famer. John, how are you today on this Sunday?
Hey, it's a beautiful day to be alive and to be in the Bay Area, that's for sure, and to be out of doors. What a spectacular day it was yesterday, and it looks like the same kind of a day today. I'm enjoying it.
John, I think the Giants have played pretty well on this homestand against Cleveland and the Padres. I know the record is 3-3, and they've only hit a couple of home runs, but every game has sort of been nip and tuck and kind of Giants baseball back here at AT&T Park.
Well, the games have been the kind of games you like to see for the Giants, and they were really one bad underhanded throw away from, I think, winning that first game from Cleveland as well, which is also, I guess, kind of the way the season has been, but I think the Giants will take a close game every time and take even going extra innings. I think they'll take that every time. So, and this Padre ball club has just been, for whatever reason, really, really tough on them. Although, Marty, I did some calculating the other night after San Diego won that first extra inning game on Friday to run their record to 8-3 against the Giants. And I determined, you know, with my vast knowledge of math, you know, deep kind of algorithms and calculus and whatnot, I determined that if the Giants went 7-1 the rest of the way, they would still win the season series from the Padres. And, you know, I didn't make a speech to the team about this, but this is my own little, as somebody who's around the team all the time, my own little private goal. And so they won yesterday, coming from a 4-1 deficit to do so. And so now they just have to go 6-1 the rest of the way. So, and those kind of things do happen, and we've seen them happen quite often. I think it happened in reverse to the Giants last year. They were killing the Padres the first half, and then they could just hardly beat them at all the rest of the way. So maybe that is where that whole idea came from, Marty.
Well, I like the idea, and I like the idea of you take it one day at a time, John, and I think that's the way you have to look at baseball. Now, of course, we're not even looking at standings anymore. That's a foregone conclusion. But you really just play one game at a time and just try to win today, and I think that's what brings people out. It's almost like every day is opening day.
Now, for me personally, I mean, I don't care for you or for anybody else using it, but I try to stay away from that phrase, because for me that phrase, one day at a time, one game at a time, whatever, it just goes in one ear and out the other. And I always remember when the Red Sox were down 3-0 to the Yankees back in 04 in the League Championship Series. And I was doing that series, and we went into Terry Francona's office before the game, and he was talking about having a team meeting. And we said, well, what are you saying? He says, what do you mean? Well, I mean, it's never been done in the history of baseball. No team's ever been 3-0 and come back and won a best-of-7. And he said, well, I told him that people are going to be bringing that up, and that that's just ridiculous. It's just there's only one thing you have to do today, which is win today. Can you do that? And he says, of course, they all knew that they could. And he says, so get all the other stuff out of your head. That's irrelevant. All you have to do is win today. And so that is, I think that cliche comes from that. That's the whole idea. But I love the way he did it because it wasn't a cliche. And I think for a lot of guys, maybe it didn't just go in one ear and out the other. And of course, then they came back and won that series, the only team ever to do it.
Well, I think it's like our business. You know, I do the show today, and I say it's just one show at a time. The post game is next for me.
Yeah, Marty, can you do that? Can you just do this one post game?
That's it.
Today?
I'm getting geared up for that, and if I can get through that, I'll worry about the next one. So, all right. Hey, we're going to take a break. Good advice from the big kahuna.
There's
today.
A whole other second right. part of the show?
Yes, there is for me.
Oh,
while you're
I don't
going
know.
Home
I...
and enjoying a wonderful dinner on the balcony of your home. I'm still taking calls from Salty in Sacramento. So, all right, we're going to take a break. And, John, we'll talk about today's pitching matchup. This young man, Lamette, throws the ball pretty hard. We'll talk with John right after this. John, I'll let you pronounce his first name, the pitcher for the Padres today, but 45 innings pitched, 62 strikeouts. I can't tell you. It seems like we see so many of these young hard throwers in baseball today, and it looks like we have another one here today.
Well, it was interesting when Barry Bonds came on the air with us, and it was Dave's inning, so he mostly chatted with Dave, and he was talking about all the home runs being hit. He asked Barry's theory about that, and Barry said, well, I think it's because everybody has all these hard throwers, and you know, everybody's got several of them. The whole bullpen is composed of guys throwing 95 and above, and a lot of starters are doing the same thing. And he said, now you see that speed. A big league hitter, a good big league hitter, can adjust to that. And instead of seeing a starting pitcher who maybe is throwing 90 miles an hour and a good sinker and slider, and then you see the hard-throwing guy, and then you see the especially lefty who comes in from the side and throws whole different stuff, where you're getting different looks and release points every guy you face every at-bat. Now you're seeing one guy after another all throwing 95, 96, 97 miles an hour, and guys catch up to that. And that's the first time I heard that theory, and knowing that Barry has such a great knowledge of hitting, I really subscribe to that theory now. And oh, Marty, hello.
Yes.
I'm looking at Lamet's numbers right now. 45 innings, 11 home runs.
Yep.
That's one every four innings. That is huge, a huge number. And there you go. I think it's, if it's a guy who throws 96, 97 like Osic. You remember that at bat yesterday where Osic, against a great fastball hitter who'd been killing the Giants on fastballs, curveball, curveball, curveball. And finally, on 3-2, he threw him another curveball and put him away. That, I think, was a breakthrough. This whole season has been kind of a breakthrough for Osic, being able to rely on that curveball as a strong pitch for him. But I don't know that he'd ever thrown it on a 3-2 count before. And that is when you know a guy that he's got that pitch. When you can throw a pitch at any count to any hitter, then that is definitely a pitch in your arsenal. So I think the Giants have really found themselves an outstanding piece in that bullpen in Osic. And so that's the big key. A lot of these guys who throw 97, 98, they get up here in a hurry, and they don't necessarily have a big curveball yet or a good changeup yet. So and it sounds like that could be part of Lamet's the flip side of that great arm that he has.
Well, great observation on Osic, John. I hadn't realized to put it in that perspective, but you're right. I thought it was the best. I didn't realize why, but I said, wow, he's pitching great yesterday, and I like Suarez, too. Suarez, to me, is the old-time the old-time reliever who comes in and give you three innings and then sit down, and he looks like it's second nature to him.
I remember watching him yesterday put me right back in mind when he made his Major League debut last year. Because he threw confidently. He took the ball back from the catcher, got the side, threw the next pitch. And did not pitch afraid, totally confident, and kept a good tempo going out there. And that's exactly what happened again yesterday. And he's been hurt almost this whole season. So it was cool to have him back. And he showed, I think, hey, wait a minute. Maybe a staff without me is not as good as it could be, which is exactly what you want to say when you get up here.
Absolutely. Hey, John, great talk, and I'll be up to see you shortly. Thank you.
All right, Marty, all the best.
All right, that's John Miller. More coming up. Our pregame Diamond Notes next, right here on the Sports Leader.